Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
14 months ago, I called up. I said, Rick, I don't know what's going to happen, but I really believe you're the only guy who can really win this thing. And when the time comes, I'm going to be there to endorse you and be the first United States Senator to endorse anyone. So I present to you the great guy and the next President of the United States, Rick Perry.
Here's Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe becoming the first senator to officially support a candidate. And his choice is Texas Governor Rick Perry. So guess the 2012 presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping you'll stick around for the hour as we talk about politics and Libya and politics and Cheney and politics. From CNN, Gloria Borgia talked to political commentators Eric Erickson and James Carville about Rick Perry.
We polled Republicans' choice for nominee in 2012 without Giuliani and Sarah Palin in the race. Perry, 32%, Romney way behind, 18%, Bachman, 12%, Gingrich, 7%, Paul, 6%, and on down the line. So let me start with you, Eric. Is there a new front runner here, and is his name Rick Perry?
Gloria, it's shaping up to be that way. I'm still not convinced yet. I think we need to see a few more weeks of polling. This is a big bounce coming out of his announcement in Charleston and then a sweep through New Hampshire and Iowa, but he hasn't been in any debates yet. I would like to see his performance in the debates, and that's kind of where things got held up with Fred Thompson and Wes Clark when they came out with big bounces and then sort of fizzled. I think we've already seen he's got more staying power than Wes Clark in this and more energy than Fred Thompson, but I'd like to see him. There are three debates coming up, a CNN debate, a Fox debate, an NBC debate. If he can weather those storms and stay on top, then, yeah, he's definitely the front runner, and it's not a bounce.
Well, James, I mean, clearly this is a very unsettled Republican field, but is Rick Perry conceivably the guy that you as a Democrat might want to run against?
Well, the Republicans are really not asking me, but yes, I think he would be fine. I mean, he's in Iowa saying that Social Security is unconstitutional, and John Thune was in South Dakota saying that the biggest question that he gets at town hall meetings is, please don't cut my Social Security and Medicare. So, I don't have a lot of swell, but I think Eric's analysis is right on. It is a pretty impressive bounce. It's three debates up. I think come early October, we're going to have a pretty good sense of just how strong that Rick Perry is. But I think Eric would agree on this. I'm surprised that Romney is as weak as he is. I would have expected the race to be sort of more tied right now. And by the way, our poll is just confirming. I've seen any number of other polls that show roughly the same thing that we show.
Let me raise that to Eric because about Mitt Romney. I was surprised also to see him being so weak. And this poll also shows that Perry has 37% of the Tea Party support. So is that Romney's problem or is it evangelicals?
You know, I think Romney's problem is across the board. I hear a lot of reporters say that Mitt Romney's going to hold on to his natural constituency, but I still don't know what his natural constituency is. His basic claim to fame right now is that he was a jobs guy and Perry was a career politician, but if he gotten elected in 1994, he'd be the career politician.
Isn't he the establishment? Isn't he just the establishment?
Well, yeah,
candidate?
He is the establishment guy to a degree, but he's the establishment guy by default because Republicans typically elect the guy who they perceive as the front runner. The big exception to that was 1980 when the establishment guy was George H.W. Bush and he fell to Reagan. I'm not surprised because if you look at all the polling consistently, Romney's been capped out at about a third of Republican voters and he's benefited by so many people being in the race. But as it starts to consolidate, I think it works against him.
Well, I want you guys to take a look at this poll we did, and we looked at evangelical or born-again Republicans and their preference by candidate. Again, you can see Perry very much in the lead there with 39%. Romney, 15%. And if you ask me, that's a lot among evangelicals for Mitt Romney. But the surprise here is Bachman behind there at 11%. James, what does that say about her staying power with the evangelical community? Is she losing those people?
Well, they don't think she can win, and they think Perry can win. And, you know, they're pretty savvy politically. You give them a choice between two people, and Perry's played to them. I mean, to be fair to Perry, he had his prayer rally, and, you know, he says he's got problems with evolution and all of the stuff that's music today here. He's out there with them, with Hagee and all of these people. So it's kind of paying dividends, and I think that they concluded that he's a better candidate for the general election than Bachman is, be my guess.
Coming up, poll number is one thing. What about a political website that asks if Rick Perry is dumb? That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
How do I love eValue? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day eValue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with eValues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item for membership, no rain checks.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is focusing on Rick Perry to get started with, and the 2012 presidential race. From Fox, Megyn Kelly talks to political analyst Michelle Malkin about criticism Rick Perry is getting from both sides, including a new story from Politico.com asks, basically, if he's done.
There is this big piece in Politico that talks about, and it's titled, "Is Rick Perry Dumb?" saying that the whispers are the same as with George W. Bush, lightweight, incurious, intellectual, Governor Goodhair, quoting somebody who's calling him that, and then using that quote from an unnamed former Republican governor. He's like Bush, only without the brains. And what do you make of it?
Well, my eyes are rolling so high up there, I think they're going to get stuck. This is just one of those standard issue, cut and paste attacks on Republicans that you get in late August or every time the election season rolls around. We've seen it with Reagan and George W. Bush, Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, and now it's Rick Perry's turn because obviously he's the front runner. I think a more pertinent question, and of course you're not going to get this from the elites on the left side of the aisle, is compared to what? I mean, we've got plenty of minted Ivy League scholars in the Obama administration, particularly among their economic advisors who make up what I call an Ivy League of economic doom. And these are the creme de la creme from Princeton and Berkeley and the University of Chicago. And for all their smarts, they have run this country into the ground. And so which would you prefer? I really don't care where Rick Perry went to school. I think it's more telling that there's a huge amount of double standards with regard to the liberal media's curiosity about the college transcripts of Republicans versus Democrats like the ones in the White House now.
It's interesting you should mention the transcripts because the Huffington Post had a report earlier this month that said that a source in Texas had passed Perry's transcripts from his years at Texas A&M to the Huffington Post, yes, and recited that he got mostly C's, history a C, Shakespeare a D, econ a D, gym a C, veterinary anatomy a D, organic chem an F, and he got two A's, world military systems and improv of learning. He got an A. So now we know that he wasn't a very good student at Texas A&M, and what does this tell us, Michelle?
Well, I think it tells us more about the double standards of the media than anything else. We certainly haven't gotten, after 4 or 5 years of Obama gaffes aplenty, any kind of "is Obama dumb" from the Politico. I mean, this is a man who cannot pronounce Corman correctly, who travels incessantly with his teleprompter, who said that there were 57 states, who couldn't remember what year it was just a couple of months ago when he was in England. It goes on and on and on. My friend Ed Morsi at Hot Air has been chronicling these Obama for years now, and you don't get these kind of compilations from the liberal media, but this is all a distraction. And I think there is a much more important question, particularly to grassroots conservatives, and the question is not whether Rick Perry is dumb. The guy's got plenty of political savvy to have gotten elected for as many years as he did, given the serious doubts that grassroots conservatives and libertarians have about whether he's the real deal. And that is the question that we should be asking, never mind what Politico is chewing and chin-stroking about today or tomorrow or the next week.
Well, let me ask you this,
is
Michelle.
Rick Perry the real deal?
Talk host Chris Stigall with Democratic strategist Michael Bronstein and Republican strategist Jeff Rowe about Politico.com story. Is Rick Perry dumb?
Wouldn't you agree, Michael? That's just a cheap, easy, stupid question to ask. Is Rick Perry dumb? When you say Palin's dumb, when you say Obama's dumb, when you say Perry's dumb, you say people that elect him are dumb or her, and I just don't subscribe to that.
Well, if you have to ask if he's dumb, it probably isn't because he's smart. Okay, if you can get away with that and say that, then I think that there might be something under there.
Is Palin now, dumb? Do you think he's dumb? Do you think Palin's dumb or Bachman's dumb? I mean, because we've heard that about all of them.
Now, I'm more on your side on this. I think that if you've gotten that far, and I think that if you've gotten elected, especially to a big state like that, I don't think that you're dumb. I mean, I think that you're a lot of things, but you're probably not dumb. He is a shrewd politician. Perry's a shrewd politician. He's beaten basically everybody he's ever run against. And as a Democrat, I take him seriously, and I hope other Democrats do too.
All right, Jeff, you've worked with dozens, maybe hundreds of politicians throughout your career, and I would ask you, any of them that have risen to certainly a national level, a regional, federal post or a statewide post or a national post, is it even fair to ask the question, are they dumb? I would like to think you're hard-pressed to find anybody that's risen to that level that's dumb.
I haven't. Given an IQ test to a politician is probably a dangerous affair anyway, but I would say that, first of all, your measurement is, are they intellectually curious? Do they care about the other side? Do they care about policy? Do they care about do they understand why they're running for office? And are they running for the right reasons? And, that's a question you ask, and that's a question that voters demand. But for Perry, this is the best thing that could ever happen. Politics is a game of expectations. And just like Bush, when they did this exact same thing to him in 2000, and then when people could see that he could actually walk and chew gum and construct a sentence and could be a governor of a major state and have economic policies, they decided that he wasn't that bad a guy. And so for Perry, it's the age-old mistake that Democrats make, and Republicans, for whatever reason, Republicans don't do this. This is a Democrat game.
Up next, many people are saying Michelle Bachman is dumb for her comments about Hurricane Irene. So we got a couple of dummies. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, all sorts of things here. The buzz from Facebook, every single item we can come up with. That's what we've got. And if you missed it, here's what she said, Michelle Bachmann, on the campaign trail about Hurricane Irene.
Washington, D.C., you'd think by now they'd get the message. An earthquake, a hurricane. The American people have done everything they possibly can. Now it's time for an act of God, and we're getting it.
Here's radio host Jim McKenney, Sean Patrick, and Cassandra Bassori talking about Ms. Bachmann's comments.
That is a hilarious joke. In fact, I want to book her for my next party.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it was a staffer that said she was joking. I'm not sure if she...
Oh, no, then on Monday in Miami,
she said, quote,
of course I was being humorous when I said that. It would be absurd to think it was anything else. What's funny about people dying in an earthquake or a hurricane?
I guess the thing about this, though, I mean, they're campaigning, and then, you know, this isn't the first time she has said something that's been a little off, you know, like, I guess you guys have already talked about the Elvis comment, and then before that, the John Wayne Gacy versus John Wayne.
I have to bump in very quickly, though. Those don't bother me. I mean, confusing Elvis's birthday and the day of his death, you know, I'm someone who doesn't watch reality TV. That doesn't bother me. And confusing the John Wayne birthplace thing, that doesn't necessarily bother me. I mean, I can't name exactly where John Wayne was born, so those don't bother me so much. But the unfortunate thing was she confused him with John Wayne Gacy was really the embarrassing part about it. But again, that's just a trivia thing. That doesn't bother me.
But I'm saying, I think that maybe she rattles things off, you know, because I'm not sure, you know, she could have taken a page from Obama and just teleprompters all the way. I'm not sure this was written down somewhere.
She doesn't like teleprompters. In fact, she told the Miami audience if she was elected president, quote, you won't see any teleprompter in the White House.
Yeah.
She's criticized the president for often using one for speeches.
It's odd.
They've been using it for speeches forever. Come on.
It's odd to invoke God and natural disasters.
You know, this is the same woman who had some issues with the submissive thing, and, you know, I'm not sure this damage control is working on this one.
However, I'm going to point out the coverage, though. CBS already had a story up about this, and it was Bachmann jokes hurricane earthquake are messages from God. But when they covered Biden being in China, saying that he fully understands the one-child policy, and they said... First of all, they didn't even mention that he said it, and then he just said he made some off-the-cuff remarks. I mean, that is our vice president. Michelle Bachmann is not. That is our vice president, and it was not covered by the same news organization that covered this and put it in its top headlines.
A joke, eh? Talk host Tommy Tucker here with political analyst Robert Hogan about Bachman's joke.
Is something like this, does it matter? Do you joke about hurricanes? Do you joke about earthquakes? And ultimately, does it matter to her base or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think this is something that was a joke. I think that her staff came out, and then she came out later and said that she was joking. But it's one of these things that's also maybe not a joke in the sense that she's trying to send a signal, I think, to her core supporters. I think a lot of her core supporters, the ideologues who are supporting her, are very, very much believe God is on their side. And so while she's joking, and she walked and says so, I think it does send a signal to those supporters that, you know, wink, wink, I'm with you on this. And let's talk about it. So I think that is something that's going to be very effective for rallying her base of support. Now, for independent voters, which she doesn't need their help right now in winning the nomination, but she will later on as the nomination continues if she stays in the race long enough. In some states where independents can vote, that certainly might hurt her. And certainly if she became the nominee of the Republican Party, these kind of words would come back to haunt her.
Up next, our focus moves over to the latest from Libya on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens. Stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
For relief that lets you get on with your day, turn to Advil. Nothing's been proven to work better or last longer. And Thermacare's heat penetrates deep to relax muscles. Now, when you buy any participating one Advil and one Thermacare product at Walgreens, you'll get $5 in register rewards. Offer good August 28th through October 1st on participating products. Limit one coupon printed per offer. See coupon for exclusions, limitations, and expirations. Use all products as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the second half hour of this hour of Talk Radio's review of the hot hits. And our attention is now focused on the latest from Libya. Jan Crawford interviewing Bobby Ghosh from Time Magazine about the search for Gaddafi and what might be next for the country itself.
Gaddafi's wife and his three of his children are in Algeria. We don't know where Gaddafi is. We heard the speculation where he may be. But does that matter? I mean, is this regime over no matter where Gaddafi is?
I think we can now safely say it's over. The fact that the family or members of the family crossed the border is essentially a final admission that their era has come to an end. And it'll be days, weeks, maybe months before we find Gaddafi.
Well, you sound certain we will find Gaddafi.
I'm pretty sure, dead or alive. This is a bit like Iraq after the fall of Saddam Hussein. It took 7 months before Saddam Hussein was finally found in that spider hole in the ground. But it didn't matter. By then, it was quite clear that the Saddam Hussein era was over, and I think the same is happening now in Libya.
Well, with the era over, obviously, the rebels can now begin trying to rebuild that country. Who are these rebels, though? And I mean, are the religious minorities there assured that they're going to have more respect for their freedoms now? I mean, what will be different? How do we know it will be better?
Well, I think it can't possibly be worse. That's one place to start. But the rebels, so far, have given a fairly good account of themselves. This is a mix of people. Some of them are expats, Americans indeed, who have gone back to try and help rebuild their country. Some of these people have government experience. One of the rebels was a justice minister. There are some ex-military people who deserted Gaddafi and went over to the rebel side. And let's look at what they've done so far. They've been pretty good about maintaining order in Tripoli and other towns they've taken. There hasn't been massive looting. There hasn't been massive revenge killing. So they've done okay so far. They've had 7 months to prepare for this. They've been in communication with the rest of the world, with the Obama administration, for instance. So there's reason to be hopeful. They have a lot of challenges ahead of them. This is a country that's been ruled for 42 years by one man. It's going to be difficult.
Well, and talking about all that they've done in Libya and could possibly do, I mean, obviously the United States has spent, $1 billion over the last several months. What is the United States gotten out of this operation? Has this furthered our security interests? What have we gotten out of this?
Well, apart from the satisfaction of having having done the right thing. Of course, I think it does. It's always a good thing when you can replace a totalitarian dictatorship with a democracy, and hopefully that's the way it'll go. Libya is not a poor country. The nations that helped make this happen can actually expect to be paid back by the. I think we should stop calling them rebels by the new government when they find the
deal.
Yes, they do have a lot of oil and their money.
Here's Radio Man Bill McEwen talking to Juanjo Valle de Almeida, who's the European Union ambassador, about Europe's role in assisting the rebels there in Libya.
Why was the toppling of Gaddafi so important to many European countries?
I think it's important, first of all, for a question of principle. There was a threat on Libyan civilians by the Gaddafi regime. We thought we had to intervene with the support of the United States and NATO and the United Nations and the Arab League. And I think it was an indispensable intervention to stop a massacre of innocent civilians. On the other hand, we've seen in the last months a clear demonstration of the willingness of the Libyan people to have democracy, to have freedom, to decide on their own future. And I think it's our role and it's our duty of democratic civilized nations to support the will of democratically expressed by or to the will of the Libyan people to democratically choose their future. So, but we did it within the framework of the United Nations, which is very important, with the support of the Arab League, which is crucial for the credibility of our action. And we are now, of course, through a difficult phase of transition towards whatever will come after the fall of Gaddafi. And I think in all this, Europe and the U.S. were on the same wavelength. We had different ways of contributing to this process, but fundamentally, we were on the same page.
And pundits here in America are making note of the fact that the United States played a different role than it has in these Middle Eastern wars. This time the United States was providing training. It was providing a lot of intelligence information. It was involved in coordination, but it was not leading the effort. And some people are saying that this is a blueprint for American intervention overseas in the future. Do you attach much importance to that, or do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I think it's important to see how much we can do in terms of burden sharing, in terms of division of labor. And if there's one point I would like to stress in the Libyan crisis, is the fact that Europe delivered. European countries, European Union, some countries more than others, depending on their capacity, replied to the call and the need for action. And I think this was acknowledged by the United States. On our side, we saw, as you say, United States being less willing to put troops on the ground, less willing to engage as forcefully as they had engaged in previous occasions. I think we have to take note of all this. Europe is certainly willing to play its role, and we are, progressing in our capacity, increasing our capacity to act as a foreign power, as an actor in the international scene.
Up next on the countdown, we change our focus to the aftermath of Hurricane Irene, so stick around for that.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide. Plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off regular, original sale and clearance prices.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520. Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. What happened after Irene? Who's talking about what? Here's Chuck Todd talking with Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin about the ongoing cleanup effort in his state.
Sounds like a lot some better news this morning because of the news about the floodwaters receding. What else can you tell us?
Well, you know, we've got a long slog ahead. Irene really whacked us hard from the Massachusetts line all the way up through central Vermont, and we obviously are most devastated by the three Vermonters who perished in the floods. We're still looking for a fourth. It's a tragic story of a father and son who were going in to make sure that the water supply for the city of Rutland was all right, and the bank gave away, and the father's body we have found, and we're looking for the son. We have huge loss of property, houses, churches. We have a cemetery wash away, our infrastructure, roads and bridges. But what we're trying to do right now is to get to the communities that have been isolated by roads that have been washed out at both sides of villages to get them the supplies and the attention that they need. So we're up to our ears in alligators, and we're thrilled that the waters have gone down, but we really got whacked hard.
Well, Governor, what do you need now from the federal government, from other governments? Is it helicopters? What is it that you need that you've been asking for and are awaiting?
Well, let me just tell you, the federal government gets an A-plus from this governor for their response. I spoke with the president last night. He's actively engaged. President Obama has just been an extraordinary partner to us. We have the director of FEMA flying in here today, and they're doing everything they know how to do. You know, our challenge is that we have small villages accessed by small roads, and we just have a huge amount of infrastructure to rebuild, and that just doesn't happen in 24 hours. So they've been great. They're getting us additional supplies, and we'll be getting into those communities with pots, food, and water, and the supplies that are needed temporarily. We're having some problems getting our electric power lines back up because it's hard for utility trucks to get into some of these communities where roads have been washed out. So we're getting the help we need from the feds, and we're very grateful to the president.
And, Governor, I know these are historic floods, nothing like this that's been seen in the state since the 20s, nearly 100 years ago. Is there more? When you look now in hindsight, are you going to be saying to yourself, okay, we're going to have to change the way if we're going to have hurricanes actually make its way all the way up the Atlantic seaboard like this and devastate New England, do you have to change some of the ways that you deal with floodplains in your state?
Well, I think there's no doubt about it. You know, I just want to remind you that we went through a dress rehearsal here just 4 months ago. We had the most extraordinary spring flooding that we've had in years, and the federal government came in and helped. But the point is, I am one of the governors who firmly believes that climate change is affecting weather patterns in New England, and that we should use these storms as an example of what lies ahead. And we as a nation and certainly as a region will be asking the question as soon as we get through this crisis, how do we better plan where we how we build our roads, where we build our buildings, where we put our wastewater treatment plants so they're not washing into brooks and then into Lake Champlain? You know, we have huge challenges ahead as we deal with the more extreme changes in weather patterns that clearly are part of the climate change challenge that this planet is facing.
Our Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington has host Alan Laudell here interviewing Jake Sherman from Politico.com about the debate over funding FEMA and disaster relief in general.
I got to say, I think even during the storm, we anticipated that the whole matter of federal disaster assistance to the states and to individuals would become a political football once again, vis-a-vis corresponding cuts in the federal budget. And didn't even wait for the end of the storm. In fact, it happened before the storm began. Unbelievable. But where do things appear to stand now? Is this going to be the big new debate in Congress?
I don't know if it's going to be the big new debate. I mean, the government has to fund itself once again in a couple weeks, which is always the main attraction here in D.C., but it's certainly going to be a problem. FEMA's federal disaster fund is below $1 billion, around $900 million is what the director pegged it at yesterday. And with destruction kind of from North Carolina all the way up to Vermont, there's a lot of things to be done. Now, a lot of that's paid through state funds and other mechanisms. Insurance companies pay for things, private property, obviously. But the federal government, everybody would contend, does have a role here. And there's a chance that the federal government, that the White House, that the administration will come to Congress and say, we need more money, if the states come to them and say they need more money. So at that point, Congress will have to consider it. And Republicans are saying, we want to pay for it. We want to cut spending to pay for it.
So how do you think it's going to turn out?
That's a good question. Republicans are holding tight to this. Obviously, they risk, and they would concede this, they risk the appearance of being insensitive to folks who are literally, you know, their houses are crumbling, their streets are destroyed. So that's something they have to contend with. But I think they're going to stick to it. If they've stuck to it, you know, with history as our guide over the last couple months, they've stuck to it almost unfailingly. They haven't added new spending without cutting spending in other places.
Here's talk host Keith Larson, who is focused on a couple of fellows who were arrested for a lack of common sense after they had the bright idea to raft down a flooded street in a suburb of Philadelphia after the hurricane.
Pair arrested for a lack of common sense after rafting down Main Street in Manayunk. And here's the story. Row, row, row your boat, just not down Main Street in Manayunk. That's the message police are sending after arresting two men who used a raft as an alternate means of transportation down the flooded street. CBS 3 reporter Dre Clark caught up with Pete and Pat. Pete and Pat are the two guys who were rafting down Main Street. Dre Clark caught up with them. They are best friends and roommates from Manayunk. They had paddled their way down the water-covered street. They were talking to Pat, the news people were. He admitted it was his idea. I thought, Main Street floods a lot. Go get a raft and float down. Pete said, we thought it would be a good time, and it turns out it is. But minutes later, Philadelphia police stopped the men and hauled them away in handcuffs. When reporter Dre Clark asked why the men were being arrested, the officers replied, for lack of common sense. They have a common sense ordinance in Manayunk, Pennsylvania, apparently. They have an ordinance, apparently, that just says you can be arrested for a lack of common sense. Now, on the one hand, that seems like kind of crazy excessive govco. The police running around cuffing you for a lack of common sense. But on the other hand, you know, like maybe, let's just say there's circumstances and the only person you're hurting or likely to hurt is you. Okay? And you're doing something like this. These guys are out, and they are rafting on the flooded city streets after the hurricane. And apparently you're not supposed to do that. Apparently you're not supposed to raft on the city streets after a hurricane. Now, I don't know how. Is there, like, you know, in certain cities, it's like after a 6-inch snowfall, don't park here or you'll get towed or arrested. So, but is there a thing that says, okay, after X amount of rain, don't raft on the city streets? And I'm just thinking, maybe this is a good thing.
Up next, we go to the lovable Dick Cheney and more about his new book, which has been released. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, there's a lot of buzz on talk radio and talk television about Dick Cheney's new memoir. Sweet guy that he is. He's bringing lots of people around to his side with his warmth and charm. Here's Jonathan Carl talking about the feud between Cheney and Colin Powell over some of the things in the vice president's new book.
They've been two titans of Republican foreign policy for decades, working side by side through no less than three wars.
First, we're going to cut it off, and then we're going to kill it.
But in his new book, Dick Cheney unloads on Colin Powell, accusing him of undermining President Bush as Secretary of State and being, quote, openly disdainful of the president's policies. Cheney even claims credit for kicking Powell out of the administration after the 2004 election. Now it's Powell's turn.
They are cheap shots in the kind of headline you might see one of the supermarket tabloids write. That's nonsense.
They had been close friends. In November 2000, when Cheney was hospitalized with a heart attack, Powell's wife, Alma, prepared an entire Thanksgiving dinner for the Cheney family. Now Cheney portrays Powell as two-faced and dishonest, especially on Iraq. Time and again, I heard that Powell was opposed to the war in Iraq, Cheney writes. Indeed, I continue to hear it today, but never once in any meeting did I hear him voice objection. Cheney also takes aim at Condoleezza Rice. After one heated disagreement on Iraq, Cheney says Rice came into his office and, quote, tearfully admitted I had been right. Powell accuses Cheney of trying to pump book sales, but there's something else going on here. Evidence that President Bush's foreign policy team was at war with itself.
The team was not functioning as a team. And we had different views, and not just views that, and not views that could be reconciled.
We reached out to Condoleezza Rice for a response. There is none yet, but Rice will have her say soon enough. She has her own book in the works, due out in November.
Talk host John Sylvester here with John Nichols from The Nation about Cheney's book and some of the things he had to say about President Bush.
We have a really funny thing going on between the former vice president and president, and it doesn't make either of them look very good. Here's Dick Cheney with Jamie Gangel on NBC.
And Dick Cheney is blunt, unapologetic, but perhaps the biggest surprise is that the former vice president goes public with revelations about his old boss, including private conversations which conflict with the counts Mr. Bush has given. Listen to the striking difference in how the two men describe the eve of the Iraq War. President Bush writes, I turned to the team gathered in the Oval Office and said, let's go. You write, the president kicked everyone else out of the Oval Office, looked at me and said, Dick, what do you think we ought to do?
That's the way I recall it. And I was giving advice. I wasn't making the decision. He was making the decision.
Do you think these revelations will embarrass President Bush?
I don't know why.
Well, he's saying, let's go. I'm the leader.
Well, I was.
But you're revealing that it didn't happen that way. He cleared out the office and said, Dick, what do you think we should do?
Right.
It's a very different picture.
Right. And but then he made the decision. Wasn't my decision.
Don't you think it will embarrass him that you point out the difference?
I didn't set out to embarrass the president or not embarrass the president.
That said, Brian.
That was delicious.
And frankly, I didn't care. You know, I didn't care whether I embarrassed the president or didn't embarrass the president. That little punk. No, I mean, look, there's two things that are really interesting about this book, and I've actually spent quite a bit of time with it. First thing is that you're going to be shocked. This is going to blow you away. Really, everything that Dick Cheney did was right. He never made a mistake. That's the first thing you get from this book. That it's sort of like the story of, you know, the perfect superhero going through everything. You know, remember like a 1930s cartoon, right? That you've got a perfect superhero that never makes a mistake. He's always 10 steps ahead of everybody else. And the weird thing is, do you know what Cheney spends immense amounts of time on? People coming to apologize to him for having not taken.
Some of them were in tears. Well, they apologized to him.
The book is packed with, well, and so, you know, Condi Rice came and said she was sorry she didn't listen to me. Bush came and said he was sorry he didn't listen to me. Paul O'Neill came. He said, you know what I mean? It's just like one after another. The guy, it's like some Lucy's advice thing in Penis. You know, they're all like deferring to him. But that's the number one thing. The number two thing is that when you read this book, you get a very real sense of what Dick Cheney is doing. He's not trying to establish a historical record. He is not, because everything is all, you know, it's fuzzed over. He barely touches anything. And where he does touch it, it's in fantasy world. Like, for instance, he writes about what a great job they did on Katrina. I'm not kidding. what a bang-up job they did with Hurricane Katrina. So it's not really correct. It's a historical record.
Want to know more about all these stories? We got them listed, A, B, C, and D, in the countdown box. Right there. Visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section, in fact, at Doug Steffen.